Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. President Trump just sent a message that's sending shockwaves through every single member of the international drug cartel. We are going to find you, and we are going to annihilate you. 11 cartel terrorists were just obliterated by U.S. forces in international waters. And if you could believe it, the Democrats are actually having a collective meltdown over it. Stick me to the very end of this video because I'm going to show you why the Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro is in pure panic, why this single operation just cost the cartels over $1 billion, and why it's not just the drug cartels that are facing their own demise, it's the Democrat Party itself. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, one quick programming note, registration for my America Awaken Masterclass is officially open. This is your exclusive chance to join me for a powerful two-hour deep dive into the rise of a new American golden age that will be written about and talked about for centuries. So don't miss out. Scan that QR code now and lock in your spot. You can even register as a VIP and we'll get some time to chat after the event. So don't wait. Spots are limited. Click on that link below to register right now. All right, so here's what's happened that's sending panic throughout the world's drug rings. Last night, on September 2nd, U.S. military forces executed what Trump called a kinetic strike against a confirmed Tren de Aragua drug vessel in the Southern Caribbean. 11 narco-terrorists were killed instantly. The footage, as you can see, is absolutely devastating. A high-speed drug boat exploding into a ball of flames after being struck by a U.S. missile. Now, as we talked about in yesterday's video on Venezuela effing around and finding out, this is all part of Trump's massive deployment of naval and military force in the Caribbean. So we're talking 8 warships, including guided missile destroyers, USS Gravely, the USS Jason Dunham, USS Sampson, and cruiser USS Lake Erie. You can add one nuclear-powered attack submarine and over 4,500 Marines and sailors. It's the largest military buildup in the Caribbean in decades, and it's all for one purpose: to destroy, to annihilate the international drug cartels that are pumping billions of dollars of deadly fentanyl into our streets. And a complete break from his presidential predecessors, who always treated drug cartel activity as criminal activity, Trump has declared the drug cartels officially terrorist organizations, and they are therefore legitimate targets for decimation. Torpedoes, not courts, are determining their fate from now on. And that's why Venezuela's Banana Republic dictator Nicolas Maduro is freaking out over all of this. He knows he is the number one target. And he's the number one target because Maduro's regime has become ground zero for the drug cartels poisoning American communities. Maduro is giving safe harbor for the international networks that have been flooding our streets with deadly drugs, all the while harboring the worst criminals in Latin America. And so it is no wonder that Maduro is sounding the alarm over this, calling this the greatest threat seen on our continent in the last 100 years, and that the Trump administration is actively intent on regime change in Venezuela. So in response, Maduro is reportedly mobilizing 4 million militia members who are basically senior citizen grandpas with rifles to face Navy destroyers. I mean, it's beyond pathetic. Now, the numbers in this military operation are staggering. Former ICE Director Jonathan Fahey confirmed there were 2,700 apprehensions in a single day, costing cartels over $1 billion in their business model, which, of course, is unsustainable. When you treat cartels like terrorists instead of criminals, you destroy completely the profit incentive that's animating the cartel industry in the first place. In fact, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent revealed that fuel theft and crude oil smuggling generate hundreds of millions of dollars per year for the Jalisco New Generation cartel alone, and Trump's military action is targeting precisely these revenue streams systematically as well. The psychological impact of these strikes and this military operation is absolutely devastating. Intercepted communications show that cartel leaders are panicking over this. So safe houses operating for decades are being abandoned overnight. Supply routes moving billions in drugs are shifting as cartel members are fearing precision strikes from invisible aircraft. Again, what has to be underscored in all of this is Trump's genius move in designating cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. This creates legal pathways for military action that were impossible under traditional law enforcement. The same military technology that dismantled ISIS is now targeting these criminal cartel organizations. Mexico has already transferred 55 high-ranking cartel figures into U.S. custody in recent months. The Trump administration seized $15 billion alone from a single convicted Sinaloa cartel leader. And yet, if you can believe it, well, of course you can. The Democrats, the freaking Democrats, are absolutely up in arms over this. If you thought Democrats siding with trans shooters was bad enough, now they're actually siding with drug cartels. This is going to absolutely blow you away. And it's frankly ironic because at the very same time, Democrats, along with unelected bureaucrats at the FDA, they're all working overtime to put supplements like NMN in the hands of Big Pharma and out of yours. So if you don't know, NMN is a natural supplement which is vital for the functioning of the 37 trillion cells in your body and which can help reduce weight, cholesterol, and even blood pressure in overweight adults, meaning it not only slows down, but also can functionally reverse aging. I swear by it, gang. I take NMN every single day, and I just don't take my word for it. Here's Professor David Sinclair from the Center for the Biology of Aging at Harvard Medical School talking about NMN on Joe Rogan.
So about 20 years ago, Lenny Gorenti and a team of us at MIT discovered a set of genes that controls aging in yeast cells, just brewer's yeast, what you find in beer and bread. And those genes are called sirtuins, and there are 7 of them in our bodies, 5 in yeast. And what they do is they protect all organisms on the planet, plants, bacteria, humans, from deterioration and disease. They're like the Pentagon. They sense when we're hungry, sense when we're exercising, and they send out the troops to defend us. So when you put more of these genes into a yeast cell or a mouse, they'll live longer, between 5 to 20% longer. And so we think that these genes are responsible for the effects of dieting and exercise, which is great. What that means is we can now mimic that with molecules. So NMN is one of those molecules.
Now, NMN works so well that the FDA is moving to take it off the supplement shelves. So on September 30th, that's just weeks away, they'll decide whether it stays a supplement or gets reclassified as a drug. And if that happens, you won't be able to get it without a prescription because now pharmaceutical companies will control it. Now, like I said, I've been taking NMN every day for months now. Gang, it's amazing. I run faster and longer. I think clearer. I have more energy to create videos for you all. And our good friends over at Black Forest Supplements have agreed to an amazing buy one, get one free 48-hour deal. So it's a great opportunity to stock up, but don't wait. Click on that link below right now. Get your hands on NMN before any potential restrictions come into play. Black Forest Supplements is ready to fight for this, and so are we. Click on that link below right now for their limited time buy one, get one free offer. This is amazing. In terms of the politics here at home, the America Last Democrats are literally playing right into Trump's hands in all of this, because Democrats are now doubling down on opposing everything that Trump does simply because he's the one doing it. And in doing so, no matter what he does, no matter how legit, by doubling down against whatever it is that he does, they come across as unhinged lunatics. They come across as unhinged lunatics who are increasingly alienating themselves from the common sense consensus. Who could possibly be against what just happened last night? How many people have been killed with this fentanyl here in the United States? How can you be against that? Well, they are. So you get these ultra-leftists like human rights activist Kenneth Roth complaining, quote, drug trafficking is a crime, not an act of war. Traffickers must be arrested, not summarily executed, which U.S. forces just illegally did. Did this guy say one word about 4 years of an open border, the illegal open border? Did he say one word about it? No. Not at all. Bernie Sanders' advisor, Michael Paarlberg, tweeted something similar out. Why didn't we just track and interdict the vessel in U.S. waters, arrest the crew, and seize the drugs, as the U.S. Coast Guard routinely does? Well, I don't know, Michael. Maybe because your lunatic leftist judges let him off the hook? That's why. Our good friend Orrin McIntyre responded to this nonsense perfectly. Quote, in the last 2 weeks, Trump has managed to get the left to line up behind flag burning, violent crime in D.C., and foreign drug cartels. Say what you want about the man, but he plays these people like a fiddle. And Orrin's absolutely right on that. The Democrat dialectic, they're doubling down on opposing anything and everything that Trump is doing, has trapped them in a cataclysmic 80-20 doom loop. Precisely because virtually everything that Trump is doing gets supermajority support. Securing the borders, mass deportations, cracking down on violent crime in our nation's capital, energy independence, no tax on tips, ending DEI, banning trans athletes from women's sports, and yes, blowing drug cartels to smithereens. This all gets supermajority support, 60% plus. The Democrat regime and their legacy media mouthpieces are literally now doubling down on the side of Venezuelan drug cartels. Let's not forget, this was CNN literally just weeks ago giving sympathetic coverage to an international drug ringleader. Check this out.
According to the Trump administration, you are a terrorist. I mean, the cartels have been labeled a foreign terrorist organization. What do you make of that?
Está fea la situación, ¿verdad? Está fea la situación, pero pues todos tenemos que comer.
What's your message to Donald Trump, if he's watching this?
Mi respeto, él tiene que, que según él, buscar lo mejor para los suyos. Pero el detalle que ya están los consumidores, ¿no? Si no hubiera consumidores, pues...
Well, they're going to have plenty more opportunities to give fawning coverage to embattled drug lords, and that's because Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has confirmed that last night's strike was but the first of many more to come. Sorry, CNN. We're America first. The Trump administration finally has the international drug cartel on the run. They're panicked, as are their sympathetic sycophants in the Democrat Party and the legacy media. Who would have ever imagined that Trump would be so politically brilliant so as to force the Democrats into a permanent 80-20 doom loop? But here we are. And it looks like we're just getting started.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.